I think it's a fair result. Obviously, Gareth won't be happy. 90 minutes in, 1-0 up, thinking they're protecting a lead. But I don't think they did enough to win the game, and I don't think we did enough to win the game. I think conditions didn't help. It was a swirling, horrible, strong wind. And in the end, I think we got caught perhaps playing a game that they're better at than we are, and it was hard. We tried to get encourage the boys to get it down and play, but it was hard conditions, and in the end we had to just scrap it out.
Second half was far superior, I thought, to the first. Was that down to the conditions?
It's just hard, you know. Give them credit. They do what they do really well. You know, I wouldn't want to come and watch this game too often. You know, it wasn't a pleasant game to watch, certainly as a manager. But they do what they do well, and they make it difficult for teams. And you end up getting lulled into playing a game that they want you to play, and they're better at it than you. But we made a tactical change in the second half to get a bit more onus, and it paid off.
The goal you conceded. Another free kick. You must have had opportunities to clear that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it again. It was the first header. I think the wind caught it, so the person who went to head it clear got caught out by the wind, and then he heads it square, and then somebody else goes up and misheads it, and then it hits somebody on the foot, and before you know it, I mean, it's a... When you look back, I think we'll think it's a car crash of a goal. It's a horrible goal to give away, but it happened, and we had to respond, and, you know, credit to the coaching staff. We had a chat on the bench. We didn't think 4-4-2 was working at that point. We couldn't get support of the strikers. They were isolated, and you know, we decided to go brave and with half hour to go make a triple substitution.
Yeah, that was very brave. Meads went into the centre of midfield as well.
Yeah, we felt Callum is good at getting forward and putting crosses in, so we felt that was going to be a big plus. So we tried to push, we go two at the back and pushed our fullbacks as high as we could. Three forwards, three in midfield, because we were struggling to get hold. You know, it was a difficult debut for Christian, struggling to get hold of the ball in the middle. They were constantly on you. So we put Meads in. He's got great composure, great energy. And, you know, the front three, the subs, the 18, everybody, you know, plays a part in it. And today the subs, you know, they work really well.
You said it wasn't a great spectacle to watch necessarily. I thought the last half an hour was pretty good after you did throw the three on up front.
Yeah, I look at it more from a footballing point of view and passages of play and stuff like that. We didn't have so much that. We had to scrap it out. It was clear with the conditions that we wasn't going to be able to pass our way into the game. So we tried to occupy them a bit more and get them penned in, and it worked well. And like I say, it's a credit to Addy. He done well last week at Portsmouth. He's come off the bench today and done well, and he's a massively important player for us.
You made a habit of leaving it late, but you do seem to have a bit of momentum to score late goals.
Yeah, it's just keep going, isn't it? You know, you don't get your heads down, you keep going, you keep pushing, you keep pushing. You know, we was 3-2 down a month or so ago against Morecambe, and we were pushing and we were pushing, and then we got caught on the break and ended up losing 5-2. So it happens. But today we kept going, and we managed to nick the goal late on, and it keeps the unbeaten run going. It's another point on the board. I just said to the boys in there, it's another point on the board, and it's another point towards where we want to go. You can't win every game.